Hello.
Am I speaking with John?
Yes, who's speaking?
Yeah, hi John. My name is Amrita. I am an aerospace and defense analyst working with BIS Research. So currently I'm working on a study named as the satellite and spacecraft subsystem market. So in this regard, I need to talk to you for 5-10 minutes to validate my observations and assumptions regarding this study. So
Yes, I'm driving my car, but go ahead. What are your presumptions?
I want to know, how do you see the growth of satellite and spacecraft subsystem market, and what are the key factors contributing to the growth of this market?
I see those markets growing sustainably and substantially, but strongly feel that in the end improved quality will be needed to stand out with respect to the rest of the market. But there are too many contributors, that there are too many suppliers that supply substandard material, and they will perish in the end, I'm sure.
We are tracking few of the driving factors that are responsible for the growth of this market, like increasing research and development activities for developing cost-efficient subsystem and component, or the rising demand for satellite-based downstream services. What are your views on these driving factors, and what are the other driving factors that, according to you, will be essential for the growth of this market?
Well, I think in the end, more demand for download products, let's say, so additional download products about things like crop monitoring, water quality, telecom, obviously, and increasing demands for data will be driving the market. But that in turn will drive constellation development, I think.
We are also tracking few of the challenges, like rising impact of cyber attacks on the satellites, or the impact of space radiation on the spacecrafts and the astronauts. So, what are the other major challenges which are faced by the subsystem manufacturers, those who are working in this market? And apart from those challenges, what are the challenges faced by the customer side as well?
Yes, as I said, reliability will be reliability requirements will be increasing. So one of the key aspects is radiation tolerance. Because of lack of radiation tolerance, a lot of subsystems will not be viable solutions for constellations that will have to operate for a certain period of time. So in order to reach the right return on investment, people will become to realize that they need to invest a bit more upfront to have higher quality components, so the satellites will have a sustainable operation, let's say, so operate for a longer period of time, because it doesn't make sense to launch a lot of satellites if they die because of radiation in half a year or a year or 2 years, because you want to earn your money back, and that's generally only done after a couple of years of operation, because first you have to pay back the development costs and the launch costs and everything, etc. So with more true commercial constellations coming up, I think radiation tolerance and reliability in general will be a increasingly important parameter.
There are also some, what are the latest technological trends for the component miniaturization, to develop the low-cost satellite and launch vehicle and deep space probe? So what are the recent technological trends that are happening related to the satellites and the launch vehicles?
Yeah, I can't talk about launch vehicles because I'm not an expert in the field, but I think for miniaturization and satellites in general, there are less and less radiation-hardened components available because a lot of the military components have been taken out of the market and have not been replaced by more modern components. So the availability of good quality components is becoming more of an issue. So and then what you get is that you have to start a specific development for radiation-hardened components, and that will be very expensive. So it's a quite a complicated situation in that sense.
Okay. So, like coming to my very last questions, as per our analysis, we have given certain percentages to every application based on their potential in the satellite and spacecraft subsystem market. So, like we have given 45% to 50% to commercial application and 35% to 40% to defense and 6% to 10% to government and civil and 4% to 10% to academic and research groups. So, so what are your suggestions on this percentage range? Like, are we on the right path, or I want your views on these percentages.
Can you repeat the percentages?
Yeah, sure. So 45% to 50% to commercial and 35% to 40% to defense, 6% to 10% to government and civil, and 4% to 10% to academic research groups.
Well, I think that's a good estimation.
Okay.
I mean, you cannot tell them by a couple of percent, but I guess in the ballpark, those are very acceptable estimations.
Okay. Thank you so much for answering my questions. Your insights are really helpful for me.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.